Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you. Look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Jesus Christ and put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also. If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Welcome, everyone, to Wednesday with the Word. I am Vernon Sheridan, the man with the unscripted voice, and I want to thank you for joining me on today. Wednesday with the Word, our help comes from above. Our helper is none other than the Holy Spirit, and He has allowed us to receive the Word of God from the pages of God written in the book called the Bible. Within those pages, we have someone who was once a persecutor of a church, has now become an apostle in the church. His name is Paul. And Paul is writing this letter to not only the Philippians, he's also writing it to the world. Because he knew this message would go throughout the world as promised to Jesus Christ, that one would give to his disciples the authority to take this message throughout the world. And so to Paul, he has the authority also to send this message throughout the world. He is letting us know that it is no problem for him to write this letter to us. But because he is writing this letter to us, we are made safe because of the awareness that is in him, he is imparting on us. So we are not to go as people of the culture in being woke. We are to go as those who are circumcised in Christ, as men of Christ. We are to take no confidence in the flesh. And we are to be aware of the dogs, of the evildoers, and aware of those who mutilate the flesh. Because those are the ones who have made their choice and have made their decisions clear that they not only serve the world, that they will continue to impart their demonic spirit in the world. They have made it perfectly clear that they are coming for your children. They are coming for my children. They are coming for my grandchildren, and they are coming for your grandchildren as well. Wednesday with the Word, family, it is time for those who have no confidence in the flesh, who are circumcised in the flesh, the Spirit of God-filled men, it is time for us to stand up. Where the world has made their declaration upon who they stand with and who they stand for, it is time for us as men of God, as men who are of the Spirit of God, it is time for us to stand and proclaim Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior, our conquering King and our coming Messiah. We must stand and proclaim the name of Christ in this world. I heard President Trump say one time, it's not him that they're after. He's just standing in the way of us whom they are after. Well, who are they? They are the powers that are controlling what they believe the world. You see, they believe that they are the ones in charge. They believe that they are the ones that are making all the decisions. But I've told you before on the traveling pulpit that a demon is so stupid that he believes that he's in charge, when in fact our very own Savior did not have to say a word to a demon for them to recognize who he is. And that is the power that is in us, those who have chosen Christ as their Lord and Savior. You see, as we go about serving the Lord in our spirit, as we go about serving the Lord in our spirit, the demons flee, not because of who we are, but because of who is in us that makes us who we are. See, who we are alone, we are a part of the world. Who we are in the flesh, we take confidence in the flesh. We take confidence in our own flesh, which is why Paul is letting us know to not put confidence in the flesh, because there is nothing to be found in the flesh but evil doings. But Wednesday with the Word, family, I want to give you this brief warning, this brief motivational message to prepare you and to make you aware of the things that are to come. You remember in 2 Thessalonians, where Paul talks about the days of perdition or the son of perdition and how the falling away must take place before the day of the Lord comes. How Jesus told his disciples that we would hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see that no one leads us astray, because these things must happen, that these are the days of a woman in labor. How a contraction will hit a woman in labor, and that causes intense pain in her body because that baby is preparing to be born, but the birth is not yet. It is just the contraction. It is the alarm that lets the woman know that the baby is preparing, but the birth is not yet. Wednesday with the Word, family, I want you to know that we must not take any confidence whatsoever in any flesh. We have what we have given ourselves over to, like the children of Israel who wanted a king over them. We have in our midst presidents that we think speak for us. We have congressmen who we think speak for us. We have senators and lobbyists and cabinet people who make up laws and do things for what they say is the greater good of mankind. But Wednesday with the Word, family, do not be fooled. The greater good for mankind was done one day on a hill called Golgotha, where a man stretched out his hands, put his feet, or had his feet put together, and nails was driven through each one of his hands and feet. That is what we ought to be paying attention to. That is what we ought to be giving reverence to. And that is who we ought to be following. Do not give your confidence in the flesh. Wednesday with the Word, family, I just want to give you that brief motivational message. Jesus wants us to know that we are going to hear about wars and rumors of wars. But he gives us a stern warning. See that no one leads you astray. You know something, Wednesday with the Word, family? When I think about wars and rumors of wars, I don't think about what's happening in the world with China, Russia, Israel, United States, Canada. I don't think about that. When I think about wars and rumors of wars, you know what I think about? I think about the war within ourselves. I think about the war within our own minds. We are at war with ourselves, Wednesday with the Word, family. How do we handle the business that the Lord Jesus has given us if we cannot handle our own minds? This is why Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, that you will use your body as a living sacrifice, holy unto God, and to renew your mind. Renew your mind. Ephesians 6:10 tells us to put on the armor. One of the most important pieces of the armor is the helmet. The helmet that protects the mind. Once the mind is renewed, the helmet must be put on to protect the mind from the goings on and the happenings that take place in this world. The breastplate, the belt, the shoes, the sword, the shield, all of those pieces of armor help us take no confidence in the flesh. But it helps us gird up for the battle that we must face. So Wednesday with the Word family, I want to give you this. This what Paul tells us to do. To look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. And look out for those who mutilate their own flesh. Because they have already proclaimed this world system, and the God of this world as whom the one they will serve. It's time for us to come together and stand for the God of all creation. The God who created the earth, the God who created mankind, the God who breathed into man's nostrils and he became a living being. It is time for us to proclaim that God as our conquering king, our coming Messiah, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one who will save and not the one who will take away or destroy. The choice it needs to be today. We can no longer wait. Because the longer we wait, the greater chances are the world takes over. So if this is you, and I'm talking to you today, I hope that you will choose the Lord. I hope that you will find your place in Christ, that you will have the opportunity to ask the Lord what you must do to be saved. And I hope that you will allow the Holy Spirit to come into your life and change you for the better. Thank you, Wednesday with the Word family. I look forward to doing this with you on next week if it's the Lord's will. You know, there are so many things I can say about the times we're living in, but there is only one thing I can say. Are you saved? Are you saved? How do you know if you're saved? Have you asked the Lord to come into your life and save you? Have you followed the instructions of Romans 10:9? Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and you will be saved. Have you done those things? Because right now is the opportunity for you to do it. Just takes a few moments. It's just a simple question. Are you saved? And if you're not saved, ask the Lord to come into your life. He will, if you ask him. He's waiting to come in. He doesn't want to take over your life. He wants to change your life. And guess what? When he changes your life, that life you didn't want him to take over, you'll throw that away because of the new life that he brings you into. But it has to be by your choice. You can choose the life you're living, the life of sin, the life of having confidence in the flesh. You can have that life, or you can have the life of circumcision, of whom your spirit will worship the Spirit of God. And you will worship the Spirit of God. It's up to you, and the choice is yours. Reach out to us Wednesday with the Word Family. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok. All at Traveling Pulpit Ministries. So, for Wednesday with the Word, I am Vernon Sheridan. I hope you have a great and wonderful evening. And I hope and pray that we will have an opportunity to do this again on next week. Be on the lookout for the Traveling Pulpit that comes out on Saturdays around noon. It's pre-recorded like the Wednesday with the Word is, and it's uploaded to the internet. So, for Wednesday with the Word, I am Vernon Sheridan. I am the man with the unscripted voice saying thank you, I love you, and if you must tell somebody about the Lord, tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord, and if necessary, use words. Bye for now.